Uche Nwaneri joins us on Sports Byline USA. He's the starting right guard for the Jacksonville Jaguars and also described as the steadiest guy on a line that helps bring Pro Bowler Maurice Jones-Drew to a league-high 1,600 rushing yards, and he played his college ball at Purdue. You know, Uche, when I take a look at your background, your parents Nigerian, I've always found from my friends that were athletes that came from other countries that when they looked at the opportunities in this country, they looked at it differently, no matter whether it was sports or business. I don't know whether it was a sense of appreciation or maybe they had a more humanitarian look at the opportunities. Help me out a little bit. How do you look at sports and what you do?
Well, you know, I look at it, you know, as my job, and it's something that I love to do. I mean, you can't play the sport of football and you can't play at this level without having a deep love for the sport. And I do have a deep love for football itself. A lot of the views that I have, a lot of my motivations in football are really based on my family. They're based on my parents. My parents came to this country as immigrants in 1973. And, you know, they came here. My dad told me he came here with $20 American in his pocket. And from there, my dad, you know, worked hard every day. You know, he was a janitor. He was, he was a cook. He did so many things to give himself an opportunity to be successful through hard work. And now he owns his own business along with my mom. They both own their own businesses. They've been together for over 35 years. And, I'm the youngest of four kids. And one of the main things that they instilled in all of us was hard work. Hard work, education, and to always reach out and take what you want, because in America, you make yourself. No one's going to hand it out to you. So that's kind of been the principle, the foundation of principles that I've worked with throughout my life. And I just continue to take that with me in every facet of the things that I do.
You majored at Purdue in law and society, and I'm not familiar with that type of major. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, law and society is basically, that deals more with enforcement in terms of, there's CIA agents who come from that field, or FBI agents who come from that field. Psychology is a big part of that. And coming up at Purdue, you know, there was a lot of emphasis on understanding the psychology of people, understanding how people think, how they react, how to approach and deal with people. And on the flip side of that, you have the law side of it, which deals with, you know, everyday police officers, you know, FBI agents, CIA agents. They have to be able to really be able to communicate with people that they're dealing with in order to get results that they're wanting to attain. You know, when a police officer is doing an investigation or a detective is doing an investigation, he has to understand how to approach, what angles his questions have to come from, and what kind of words you use to specifically, you know, key people in and get specific responses from people based on the wordage that you use. So that was just that's pretty much a rundown of how it went for me at Purdue with law and society. But it really does focus on dealing with people and dealing with, you know, the emotions and having the right wordage in dealing with people to get the right results.
I have a friend of mine who's a baseball Hall of Famer, the great Joe Morgan, and he once said to me, Uche, that he started preparing for retirement the first day he started playing, understanding that really playing professional sports has got a short shelf to it. And just from listening to you, I think you understand that as well. You seem to be well-rounded. How do you approach being a professional football player?
Well, you know, I try to keep all things in perspective. You know, I'm a very young person by most stretches of the imagination. I'm only 28 years old. And in the business that I'm in, you know, you're fortunate to make it in this business each and every year that you're in it. So you have to take it very seriously. You have to be very professional about what you do. And a lot of times, you know, guys think it's going to last forever. You know, I was 23 as a rookie 5 years ago, and it seemed like it was yesterday. You know, so you have to kind of prepare yourself and begin to, you know, kind of branch out and give yourself an opportunity to be successful in other realms while at the same time focusing on the profession that, you know, has gotten you to the point that you're at in your life. But, you know, like I said, you know, for a guy who's 28, by the time I'm 36, I probably won't be playing football anymore. And, you know, that's a pretty short span of time, relatively speaking, you're talking about the span of someone's life. So, you know, you have to make the most of it. You have to be smart with your money. You have to invest. You have to create capital outside of football, things that will sustain you after you're done with your playing career.
You sound like a person that's interested in many different things, and we're going to talk about one of the things that you are in business and interested in just a moment. But the intensity and the aggression of football, sometimes it's hard for people to turn off the switch when they've been playing on the field for 60 playing minutes after they walk off that field. How do you turn the switch on to aggression, and then how hard is it for you to turn it off once you leave the field?
Well, you know, I think that as you get older, as you become more experienced and are able to gather more and more knowledge in our field, you understand that it's a craft. You understand that it's something that you work at with technique and with precision. And, you know, based on what you do assignment-wise, you know, you make yourself a productive player through that. And when you're off the field, you know, a lot of people say, when they see me, that they would think that I was a lot meaner than I am. You know, they kind of call me a gentle giant. And I think it's just kind of the demeanor of a lot of football players is kind of misconstrued as purely aggressive. Well, that's our craft. That's our job. That's what we get paid to do. We have to be able to produce. But when we're done, when we're off the field, a lot of guys are family guys. A lot of guys, you know, they have other interests that they kind of pursue when they're not on the playing field, when they're not studying their playbook. You know, for me, myself, I'm very much into the arts. I'm very much into abstract art and very much into literature. So, you know, when I'm off the field, that's kind of my relaxing getaway from being done with football, being done with, you know, studying my playbook, going over plays. Now I can kind of sit back, you know, look at a book that I've been reading, you know, draw a picture, all kinds of different things. It's really, you know, it's not that hard to turn off the switch because at the end of the day, you know, like I say, it's a job, it's a craft. So we have to be able to differentiate between being on the field and being off the field.
That art interest you have is carried over into the tattoo area, and I found it fascinating what I read about you. You have a company called Inkaholics, which we're going to talk about. But your quote one time was, the NFL is rampant with ink. Tattoos have become a very big part of the culture of athletes. Tell me a little bit about the history of that culture of tattoos with athletes, and why has it become so predominant over, say, the last 15 or 20 years?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that a lot of players in the NFL, they all come from different walks of life, and they all kind of have a story to tell. And a lot of guys tell that story through tattoos. You know, you always see, you know, metaphors. Usually you'll see metaphors and tattoos on athletes, you know, whether it's for their children, whether it's for their, you know, their parents, whether it's for the struggles they may have had to overcome to get to where they are now. You know, me, myself, I can attest for that. Personally, I had issues that I had to overcome to get to where I am now, that I had to, you know, show resilience and resolve in order to push through and give myself an opportunity to be successful. But, you know, I think that is one of the main themes of it, is that a lot of guys have tattoos that kind of give you, kind of paint a picture of what their life is and how they, you know, what their motivations are. A lot of guys will put a message from, you know, the Bible on their arm. You know, guys will put pictures of their deceased, you know, relatives on them. So it really is not too different from people who go out and get tattoos who aren't athletes, who aren't football players. You know, it's really all about giving yourself some type of personal connection to something that will motivate you.
We only have a minute before we have to break, but is it a storyboard in a sense? Does it tell a story? And what is it that drives athletes to get certain types of tattoos?
I think that one of the things that drives, you know, a lot of athletes, and I'll speak for myself here, is just kind of you want people to see, you know, what you want people to understand a little bit more about you. You know, it's not so much, you know, there are people who will get tattoos that are, you know, kind of generic, kind of, you know, you've seen it before, but a lot of times, especially with athletes, you'll see tattoos that are more custom made, custom tailored for the athlete themselves. You know, there are some guys who may have had a friend get killed. There are some guys who may have, you know, had a family member overcome cancer or something. So, I mean, I think it's really, really entrenched in the soul of the athlete. And as athletes, we're entertainers to the public. And the public enjoys knowing a little bit about us off the field. And I think tattoos can kind of convey that message to our fans.
We're talking with one of the fine young players in the National Football League with the Jacksonville Jaguars, right guard Uche Nwaneri. And we're going to talk a little bit more about a business that he has. He has been able to mix his passion for tattoos and made a business out of it. It's a very interesting story as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.